What were the working conditions like?
I got too smart to fool with it anymore, but they're poor. I can tell you one of them how thankful he was to us guys. You see, he got 2 cents a line. He gave us half, gave us a penny. Well, he skinned us out of 2/3 of them. Well, anyhow, it's coming Christmas Eve, and that was weigh up day. It was on a Friday. We'd weigh him up. He'd weigh up a couple of ounces, pour them out of the scoop on the table, and he'd start looking for bad ones. Well, he'd push them over to the side and count these, and that'd tell you how many he had in a pound, see? And he'd pay you for a gross of buttons by the gross. However many he had in a pound, it was 200 or 204, 8, or 196, or whatever it was, depending on the size of the buttons.
Seems to me then it'd be better if you cut bigger buttons. You'd have to work less, wouldn't you?
Mm-mm. I was the only guy that cut them 75s. And just one little slip, and brother, she'd tear her off plumb to spool. You'd have to joint her off and then file all the teeth back on it. Well, they wouldn't have the rest of them. Well, there's one guy tried it, and he worked half a day, and I believe he got 200 buttons in that half a day. You'd only get one out of a shell.
How many hours would you work in a day?
10 hours. 10 hours, 5.5 days a week. In other words, we worked 55 hours.
Did you say women were employed in the factory, too?
Oh, yeah. We had one gal over there. Seen her sit there almost asleep. She'd drag them out and just keep one in the air.
Would she do sort the sizes or what?
No, thickness. She could tell by the feel. She'd sit there and carry on a conversation and keep a button in the air all the time.
How much would you make in an average week?
Well, up until NRA come along, I was making about $8 a week, 55 hours. And it come along, and of course they put the heat on him over Social Security. He didn't pay in any Social Security, and they caught up with him on that. Fined him to beat the devil, made him pay up all of it back from 36 on back to when it started was about 34, wasn't it? And then when NRA come along, he was compelled to pay us $13.50 a week. He come in there and we'll try it a week. And as you boys can't come up with $13.50 worth of buttons a week, out you go. And I thought, well, brother, you probably will too then if we do. Well, I'll tell you how I done her finally. When I got to where everything went wrong, I just reach up and turn the water off, throw my tongs in the pan and head for home. But anyhow, when he got to that where we had to make $13.50 a week or we couldn't stay, first week I made $29, and I kept on making $29. Oh, if it didn't grab his soul, he'd have to pay me. But anyhow, that's the way it worked, and several of them couldn't make it, and they quit. And we went through a lot over at that place, I'll tell you. And them girls sat there 10 hours a day. Now, how would you like to sit there 10 hours a day watching a string of open chuck? She's pretty monotonous. Some of them make around $13, $14 a week. This girl that sorted buttons, why, shoot, it wasn't nothing for her to make $30, $35 a week. But he had some sorting right along. 3 or 4 of them would show up with maybe $10. You just had to get on to it. You had to know what you was doing, and that's all.
Did the other workers help the new workers to learn the job?
Oh, yeah. You'd go up and ask a guy how you do this or that. Well, he'd tell you as quick as he could because he's working piecework. He had to take care of his, too. That's the way it was done. I'll tell you, it was a sweatshop. That's all you could make out of it. One Christmas Eve, on Friday, was weigh day, the day we weighed up. Of course, Saturday was the day he paid us. That was Christmas Day. We got paid the following Monday. He told the guy that run the fish market down there, they had a lot of people working down there. Told the guy down the market, says, keep them hungry. They'll be there. Well, now that was the attitude he took. And I heard that 2 hours after he said it. So I quit that day. I went down and got me a bunch of nets and went fishing in the river. Back on the river again.